Think
what's on? Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, I don't care what you boys say or do. I don't care what plots you've made. Nobody's going to leave this classroom today until I've given you this lesson on sound.
Why, sir?
Well, I'll forget it if I leave it much longer. No, Stanford, it's not going to help us at all if you're going to ask ridiculous questions. Why? Because this is about the fourth attempt I've made. That's why. It's the fourth and the last. Yes, Al. And you'd better stop saying that unless you want the stick. As I told you last time, I've divided this lesson into two parts. What makes sound and what carries sound.
Yes,
and I also told you that all sound originates from some type of vibration. Remember the illustration I tried to give you with the doorbell?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, I'm glad you remember something. What actually happens when a bell is rung?
What actually happens?
Bottom me.
Well, it just goes ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
All right, look, stop making those peculiar noises. I know it goes ting-a-ling-a-ling, but why? That's what I want to know.
Aye?
Why?
Some joker rung it.
Look, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what you said.
I said? Well, I don't mean that. And what's more, I didn't say it.
Aye? Yes, you did.
Bottomley, I certainly didn't say that some joker rung it.
Well, I thought you did.
Well, you were wrong. I might have said that somebody rang it.
Sure, some joker rung it.
Bottomley, I'm trying to correct your English. I didn't say rung at all.
Yeah, you said rung at first, sir.
Did I?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, but I said the bell was rung.
Well, there you are. Some joker rung it.
He didn't rung it. He rang it. And stop saying joker.
Well, anyhow, it was rung by somebody, wasn't it?
This joker rung it, yes. How many more? No, wait a minute. Look, you're getting me all of a jumble.
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
Yes.
Now, why don't you pay attention to what I say, Bottomley?
How do you mean?
I was trying to correct your English grammar, and you weren't taking the slightest notice of me. The past tense of the verb to ring is rang, isn't it? Look, conjugate the verb.
Aye?
Conjugate it.
No, I never said.
Didn't you?
No, sir.
Well, somebody did. No. What are you talking about?
Well, I haven't got it.
Got it? Got what?
The verb.
I didn't say you did have.
I thought you said you'd confiscate it.
Confiscate? I didn't say anything of the sort. I said conjugate it.
Oh, conjugate?
Yes. Well, go on.
Aye?
Go on.
But I haven't got that either.
Well, where is it? Look, it was... Bottomley, will you stop being facetious? I didn't say you had anything. You don't have a conjugation.
Well, we do at our church, sir.
Yeah, for church?
Yeah, if there's a lot of people there, they say they've got a good conjugation.
Do they?
Yes, sir.
Oh, do they? Well, they don't. You're thinking of a congregation. That's not the same thing at all.
But quiet!
Nobody asked you boys to start talking. You just listen to me for a change. The low mentality of this class is almost unbelievable. You don't even know what a conjugation is.
Well, I thought it was what they get at church.
Yes, I know you did, but you were wrong.
Yeah, he's thinking of collection.
Exactly. No! Look, he wasn't thinking of anything of the sort.
Well, you get that at church.
What?
Collection.
All right, but nobody said you didn't. Look, what I happen to be talking about is the conjugation of a verb. When you conjugate a verb, you've got to conjugate it.
Do you?
No. Yes, of course you do.
Oh.
And the conjugation of the verb to ring is I ring. I rang. I have rungen. Ringen. Rangen. No. What's that word? Rangen.
Orangutan.
Orangutan. Now, this is a fish which we find in the United States. Now, wait a minute. Look. What's going on in here? I'm
not an orangutan's not a fish.
Is it?
No, sir. What are you doing?
All right. I never said it was a fish. I wasn't talking about orangutans at all. I was Greenbuckle.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the man who can tell us all about the orangutan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be some sort of relation to you, wouldn't they?
Yeah. No, that would not.
Oh, I thought not. Well, I thought they would be, but still, you'd still know a fair bit about them.
Yes. Well, I know a little.
Oh, only a little?
Yes, the only one I know real well is the schoolmaster.
Yes, but look at the time you've known me. I was... Serves you right, Greenbuckle. If you want to be insulting as soon as you get here, well, I know how to deal with you. Sit down in your place and pay attention to the lesson. And don't you dare utter another sound.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me, sound. Look, how on earth did we get off the track as far as this? I started out to talk about sound, and the last thing I remember discussing was orangutan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, let's forget it and get back to our original subject. And I think it'll be far better if I give you, like, a lecture. And when I've finished, you can ask any questions, providing they're sensible.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Now, Arthur, yeah, I...
Look, mind your own business, you two. Thank you. Now, vibration is what causes sound. And this becomes apparent if we follow the illustration about the bell. What happens? The tongue of the bell, or the hammer, strikes it, and we immediately hear a sound. And if we hold a pencil against the edge of the bell, just after it's been struck, we find that the metal is moving to and fro very rapidly.
Why, sir?
Why? Because the bell itself is vibrating, that's why. In fact, that's the whole point. You can prove that the bell is vibrating by holding the pencil there. And it's this vibration that causes the ring. What do you mean, I?
Well, you don't have to hold a pencil there to find out if it's ringing.
Yes, you do.
Well, I don't.
Don't you?
No, as soon as the bell rings, I know about it.
Do you?
Well, I do. Yeah, well, that's silly.
Silly? Oh, is it?
Yes, but what's going to happen to the alarm clock if you have to wake up and put a pencil on it before you can hear it?
Well, I don't quite know, but...
Yes, well, it's silly.
Look, wait a minute, the green bottle. As usual, you've got the wrong end of the stick entirely.
Can you use a stick instead of a pencil?
Of course you can, Mr. Yes,
well, it doesn't matter what end I've got hold of. I'd have to wake up to anything, and I'm just ashamed and that's silly.
Green bottle!
Yeah?
Do you want me to give you the cane?
No!
Well, stop making these long, ridiculous speeches.
Yes, well, I was only trying to straighten
out it doesn't matter what you were trying to do, Green Bottle. Just forget about it.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'd better explain it again. You don't hold the pencil against the bell to see if the bell is ringing. You hold it there to prove that it's vibrating.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, wait a minute. Let's forget about the bell for the time being, and let's take another illustration. Let's take a...
half holiday.
Yes, now let's take a half holiday, and with this we'll... Bottomley, will you stop and try and cure yourself of the habit of prompting people wrongly? If there's any more of it, you'll regret it. What I was going to say was, let's take a guitar.
My mother gets that, sir.
What?
Guitar.
Oh, I see. I didn't say guitar, I said guitar. The musical instrument, you idiot.
And there she goes.
Green Bottle, what on earth do you think you're doing?
That's how a guitar goes.
What? Well, if that's the case, I'd rather hear the bagpipe.
Sure, that's what I reckon.
Serves you right, Bottle. I didn't ask you to try and impersonate the bagpipes. That's the whole trouble with you boys. As soon as a musical instrument or some peculiar noise is mentioned, you all try and make the same sort of noise yourself.
I don't, sir.
Why not? Don't you?
No, sir.
No, well, that's only because you don't know how.
I can make a noise like a cow, sir.
Can you?
Yes, sir.
Well, and don't say you didn't ask for that, Stanford. I didn't ask you to make that dreadful noise.
You reckon he couldn't do it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you said he could do it.
Yes.
Well, what'd you hit him for?
Well, listen, will you mind your own business, Bottomley, or I'll hit you? In fact, I think I will. Now perhaps you won't adopt such a cheeky and insolent manner.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, that was the big line to tell.
Wasn't it?
No, I can do better than that.
Can you? I mean, why don't you try it?
Well, I don't like the look on your face.
No, I shouldn't think you did.
No, isn't it terrible?
Yeah, but I mean... I didn't think it'd be long before you said something insulting. Well, you can stay in after school and do an imposition. In fact, you'll all be kept in after school, the whole lot of you.
Now,
keep quiet. You thoroughly deserve it, every one of you. Now, see if we can finish this lesson in comparative silence. Where were we? Sound vibration. Yes, I was about to tell you about the guitar.
Yes, sir.
Right. When the guitar string is plucked, it gives out a note and we can hear. And at the same time, we can see that the string itself looks broader than it did when it was at rest, doesn't it? Exactly. Well, the fact that it looks broader proves that it's vibrating or oscillating backwards and forwards.
What does oscillating mean, sir?
No idea. Oscillating? Well, I just told you. The word oscillate means the same as moving backwards and forwards.
How, sir?
Well, what? Stanford, are you a complete idiot?
Yes, sir.
No,
I'm not.
Well, it sounds very much like it.
Yes, that boy doesn't seem to know anything.
No, and neither do you, Green Bottle.
Yes, I do.
Well, I've never noticed it.
Yes, I've always tried to make things as clear clear as possible.
Oh, have you? Well, what say you stop being cheeky and give me a sentence explaining oscillate?
Yes.
Give me a sentence with oscillate in it.
Yes, sir.
Well, go on.
Yes, sir. I had to go 3 messages before I came to school, and that's why I so late.
Oscillate. Good.
No, I'm a very clever fella.
Look, keep quiet, Botany. Well, you're not anywhere near as clever as you think you are. You don't know anything whatever about it.
Oh, I do so too.
And I say you don't. I explained quite carefully just a minute or so ago that oscillate meant a movement backwards and forwards.
Yes, but if you had to go 3 messages, you'd be going backwards and forwards.
Would I?
Yeah, backwards and forwards about now.
Well, apparently that's the only effective way of keeping you quiet. You're just purposely misunderstanding me. Just trying to be pig-headed, and so you deserve all the punishment I give you.
Yeah, but it's not fair, Bill.
Now, hold your tongue, Greenbottle, before you get some more.
Yeah.
Right. I'll give you another illustration of vibration, and then we'll summarize what we've done.
Yes, sir.
Right. When we strike a tuning fork and hold it near the ear, we can hear a note, can't we? Now, if you touch your lips with the fork just after it's been struck, you can definitely feel the vibratory motion.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, that's 3 illustrations that I've given you would show that sound is caused by vibration. The tongue hitting the bell, the striking of the string of a guitar, and the tuning fork against the lips.
Yes, sir.
Right. Can we go now?
Yes, you can all go. Now, look, stay where you are, Bothery. That's only the first part of the lesson. But before we do the second part, I want to see how much you've absorbed about that much.
Yes.
I don't want any comments. I just want your attention.
Yes, sir.
Right. What happens when the tongue strikes... No, wait a minute. Yes, that'll do. What happens when the tongue strikes...
The roof of the mouth.
The roof of the mouth.
What that?
Yes, it's all like that. And everybody thinks... No,
that's... Well, I heard.
Well, it's
very tall.
Look, what's going... One of these days, Bottomy, you're going to go a bit too far. Why must you persist with this rubbish? It's just the same day after day, week after week,
month after month,
year after year.
Time marches on.
Yes, time is now. I've been Green Button. How many more times do you want me to give you the stick today, Green Button? And haven't you boys got any respect for me at all? Haven't you got any idea of how to behave yourselves?
How do you explain that, sir?
Well, what did you say, Stanford?
I just said, how did you explain that?
How do I explain what?
Well, the whole of your body is vibrating, but it's not making a sound.
No, but what?
Does that mean that you're not musical?
Yes, I am. No, I... I don't know whether you're just trying to be funny or whether you just can't help it. But whatever the reason, you can have that with my compliments.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and this has been the worst exhibition of behavior I've ever experienced.
Yes, sir.
You boys must think I'm an absolute idiot.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.